Welcome to Because I Want to Know, the podcast where I interview guests about their crazy, unique occupations or life experiences. I'm your host, Leslie Fear. So let's get into it, shall we? Hey, everyone. Today, I'm joined with my friend, Miss Molly. She is a psychic medium. She is a remote viewer. She is also the finder of lost items. She is a friend of mine, and she is back with more information about maybe predictions. And guys, I'm going to tell you a little bit of something else she does. Welcome to the show, Miss Molly.
Thanks for having me, Leslie. I just love being here. It feels like home.
It does. It does. Yes. And you and I, now we talk on the phone because I've got your phone number now. And we have these conversations. And guys, I didn't know this about Molly, and I think this is somewhat of a new thing for her, but I don't know, and that's why we saved it for this episode, because she and her husband, she recently married, I believe, last year, and they live on a catamaran around the Gulf Coast area, and I think sometimes, I'm just going to let her tell you. Molly, tell me what it's like to live on a boat. That is amazing.
It's amazing. And it's funny because, you know, of all the stories, when my husband and I met, it literally, we were walking down the street at the beach and we just said hi to each other. And the first night we met, we were talking about dreams and goals. Like, we connected immediately. And one of the things he said is, I've always wanted to sail around the world and I want to buy a boat. And I grew up around sailing and I always loved it and always wanted to get back to it and never had the opportunity. So I said, I'm up for it. And then as time went on, he realized I was serious. And we got this catamaran that we live on, the medium ship.
I love
that. And we were, the boat was already on a mooring ball in the Miami area. So we moved down there and got rid of everything we had that wouldn't fit on the boat or wasn't useful to us. Yeah. And we are 100% boaters, live aboard boaters now.
Wow.
Yes, we are currently on the sea. We've been out to sea for over a week now. We are moored right now at a marina, and we've been taking both the ocean and the intercoastal along Florida going north.
Wow. And I didn't even know that about you. I didn't know that you had had that in your past, probably just because we never talked about it. So what is it like? I mean, so like when you're out in the open, and I know you're even on it during hurricane season. We talked a little bit yesterday when we were on the phone. So you have provisions, you have a place you go. Tell me about what happens when you know about hurricanes, or even if you're caught in a storm, because sometimes storms just whip up.
Yeah, we actually had that. That's how we ended up at this marina. We were just tootling along the intercoastal, and all of a sudden the wind really picked up, and we had to drop anchor, basically. And that's what you generally will do if you can, in a safe spot, drop your anchor and just hold still. Because trying to fight those things, it throws you around. So we've been in a few. Last year when Helene hit, we were on our boat on the mooring ball. And a mooring ball is basically a permanent anchor that the city or the marina puts up, and it has like a floating buoy so you can see it. Okay. And you anchor to it. And they're pretty safe usually, but you know, you never know. Things do break free, other boats break free, those kinds of things. Yeah. So we've been through some scary storms, but because we have a catamaran, and if people don't know, that's a boat that has two pontoons, sort of.
Yeah.
It's far steadier than a monohull, meaning a regular old traditional boat.
Yeah.
It doesn't go side to side the same way. It kind of floats on the water more.
Nice.
So it's not as violent. But we still have had some pretty crazy experiences. But when there's hurricanes coming, we know about it way ahead of time. We really watch the weather every day, every night. It's a constant thing.
Yeah.
And when we see it coming, we plan ahead. Generally, we try to get off the boat. It's not always safe to be on the boat, depending on where you're harbored. And we just don't like it. It's not fun. I mean, you know, you're thrown around. You can't really walk around on the deck. It's a mess. Things fall over. You know, it's not fun. So we generally try to get off the boat. Now, we are on the ocean now, and this is all we have. So it's hard for us to do that most of the time. But what we would do is pull into a marina, a cove, whatever it takes, and just anchor if we had to.
Then you can go to, like, when there is a storm, you can go to a hotel, get in a nice, luxurious bath, you know.
Take a break. You know, we just take it as a break. We're like, okay, we've been camping basically for 5 months. Let's take a break. And we used to have a house, so we would just go there and work on the house. But now we're like, okay, this is it.
Right. And guys, it's so great because Molly can actually do her work, you know, when she does readings or finder of lost things. She can actually do it from the boat. And I love the name of it, the medium ship. That's fantastic.
it was fun to come up with the name, and we even came up with our own logo. And you know, we have our own channel also. If anyone's interested, on YouTube, we have a channel, the_mediumship. So you can watch all of our adventures and work that we do on the boat.
Well, I need to follow you. I will find you and I will follow you for sure. And I'll even put the information in the show notes. So
We're talking about combining things because I also have a deck dancing channel. We have all these channels. I'm like, we gotta start combining stuff.
I know, and that's so much fun because a lot of times it's that 70s music. Not always, but I love the 70s and 80s. So, guys, when I talked to Molly yesterday on the phone, we talked about doing some predictions, and Molly can actually remote view. So we decided to do that instead. Now, she did do some of that yesterday, and I believe you have some information for us now.
I did. I kind of pre-did it so you wouldn't have to wait for me to, like, focus and go through all those. So I can just tell you what I have for each month, and we can talk about a little bit what I saw and what I felt, if you like.
Yeah, and we're going to just maybe start with June, maybe, because I did a prediction episode with Molly, and some of it is very parallel with what she said. But as you guys know, there is free will and there are frequency changes and timeline changes and all that. So it may or may not be as steady as it was then. And it might be a little different now. And that's why, hey, have you back on. What's going on now?
Right. And they're not exact dates either. I might say end of June. It could very well be the beginning of May. You know, like it's sort of fluid.
Right.
And I know to a lot of people that are skeptics, that may sound like an excuse. But if you understand how this works, it makes sense. So
it does.
So remote viewing is a little different. It is psychic ability, but it's a little different because you're focusing on a target. And so my target was a date, basically, the month of June of 2025.
Okay.
So the way things come in is I get symbolism sometimes, sounds, things I see, smell, taste, whatever. Same like when I do my finder lost items, very similar.
Okay.
And so what I did is I looked and I saw a lot of the same things we talked about before. So, for example, we talked about getting to know our neighbors, more sense of community.
Yes.
But I also see the opposite, a lack of unity. And I said manipulating, and I just got words. Attack, I got. Okay. I got separation, departure, karma, UFO, UAP stuff. So I was seeing a lot of scattering of people, but also a sense of unity on another part. So it's kind of like there's two camps now. There's a camp of unity and there's a camp of separation.
Okay.
And karma is coming around. And, you know, I know there's been some things in the news recently. Everybody's like, look what's happening. But not just talking about that. I'm talking about the way we've been treating the planet, the way we've been treating other countries, the way we've been treating ourselves and our loved ones. It's starting to show up and people are being very conscious of the fact like, oh, wow, this is coming back to bite me now.
Right.
And this is our opportunity month to start fixing things, like starting to go, okay, I got to be responsible for my behavior. I don't know why that came up, but I think it also has to do with, like I said, the UFO UAP stuff is starting to build. There is going to be some big reveal coming up and I'll talk about that in another month, but there's something going on there and that's going to be important for us to get along. That's all I got to say. So there's that. And it's very intentional that they're holding back till a certain time. This is sort of like, we're going to distract people with this crazy thing for a while until we have a way we want to present this other thing.
Mm. And, you know, you and I talked yesterday and, you know, since you're basically on the ocean and I asked you, I said, do you think the aliens are in the ocean? Like I kind of do. And you're like, absolutely. Yes. Tell me more about that. Do you think you will see the contact, you know, like the rest of the world? Do you think it'll be in one place? What do you think about that?
Well, I do have some things that are going to happen in the sky, but I don't think that's how it's going to get revealed to us. Okay. I think, again, and I did mention this last episode that we were on, it's going to be more of like, I think beings coming forward, actual beings, not holographs, not crap in the sky. There's going to be beings coming forward and saying, hey, I'm not really from here. And of course, people are going to go, yeah. But they're going to try. They're going to try to like make it clear to us, like, you guys are not by yourselves here. So this is not all about you.
Wow. Well, you know, at this point, I will take any kind of help we can get.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like they want to do anything to us. And again, I've said this so many times. They've even had videos about this.
Yeah.
They're not here to hurt us. They're not. If they wanted to hurt us, they already would have. I mean, that's really the bottom line. They have no reason to get permission to hurt us. It's not like, you know, some formal agreement. They're just going to do what they want. But they also know that anything we do here, especially if it does revolve around some type of chemical or explosion or any of those types of things, will affect the entire universe. And we know that.
Oh, and I think they do a lot of things to prevent us from hurting the planet or hurting ourselves. You know, I think they do a lot of things to help us already.
Well, they know we're not very smart. I mean, we have technology, but we don't necessarily have the best technology.
Well, yeah,
we're like ding-dongs compared to them.
Well, and I also think we have such big egos, and that's okay because that's what makes us survive, and that's what makes us want to feed ourselves or whatever we do or exercise or do the things we do. But I do think that because we're human and because we're so emotional, we're not as advanced as they are, because to me, they're superior spiritually than we are.
Well, they have much more objectivity and they aren't attached to the ego. So if being wrong, they don't mind if they make a mistake or what, because they're like, it's just nothing. There's no judgment. They don't judge that way.
Yeah. So, okay. So you got that. Is that all you got for June, or are
That's
we?
All I got for June. Okay. And it might be because we're already in June, so it's hard for me to be very objective.
Right.
Then we get into July. Okay. I was very specific here. First of all, the word Exodus came up.
Oh.
And it feels like a lot of people are leaving, which again, you know, that you can take that as a prediction or not, whatever.
Oh, right.
But it feels like there's a lot of leaving, things leaving. But I do have some weather things come up. And I had the second week of July, I have a Cat 4 hurricane layered with a Cat 5 hurricane.
Oh, no.
And then socially, I'm seeing a lot of, I don't want to say rioting, but there's a lot of fighting in public going on. And there's also going to be, from what I'm seeing, again, don't panic, everyone, there is going to be some kind of a terrorist thing happen here, I feel.
Okay, yeah.
I hate saying things like that, but I do feel we are going to see something happen. It's going to be at a super either event or location. And I've had this in my head since before COVID even started. I keep seeing Disneyland, and I don't know if that's symbolic.
Yeah.
Or if it's just talking about, you know, like an amusement park or a place where people gather, where there's a lot of international, you know, international people there.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing there's a big place with a lot of people and there's going to be some kind of an attack. And I don't know. And it is meant to scare us. It's meant to frighten us. And I can't tell where it's coming from, honestly. I wish I had more information. People are going to get hurt.
Well, you know, yeah, we're not trying to scare anybody. But if nothing else, guys, the reason I do the podcast is to spread awareness. So just be aware of your surroundings. You know, this is a prediction. So
if you ever see something that looks suspect, say something. That's where I see a big downfall here is we're all worried about being polite a lot of the times, or I don't want to look stupid, or I don't want to call the cops and I'm wrong. Something doesn't look right to you, you should say something.
Right,
And that's what I feel. If you have tickets to go to some big country western extravaganza or whatever, or a big, you know, punk concert or a Vans tour or any of those things, and I know you're excited and you paid a lot of money and you know, made the trip and all, there's something in your gut telling you don't go, don't go.
And that's the thing for any year. It doesn't really matter, you know, anytime, guys, if you go to these big outdoor concerts or even indoor concerts, if you're, you know, at a big convention center at some Comic-Con or whatever it is, and I'm not picking on any of those in, you know, directly.
Yeah.
But my thing is just be aware. And, you know, if nothing else, just have this be a reminder for you guys just to be aware, because it may or may not even happen at all.
And it's funny. And that's why I'm saying it, because that could prevent it. You know, if somebody says,
yes,
you know, oh, I remember hearing Miss Molly talking about this craziness. And I went to the show and I looked and there was this guy with this weird backpack and he kept, you know, he looks weird. I just got a weird feeling from him. Say something.
Just say something. Yeah, exactly. So, wow. Okay. That's deep. So anything else for July?
That's all I got for July. And like I said, there's two hurricanes, kind of like last year, how Helene and Milton sort of layered over each other. I think we're going to have the same type of thing. The second one, I think, is going to be stronger. I can't tell where it is. I'm, you know, I tend to think Florida because that's my brain, but I don't know. But it's definitely going to happen second week of July, I feel.
As a boater yourself, as somebody that has a boat, does it scare you a little bit to know that these hurricanes are coming? Because they come invariably every year. How do you feel about them, Molly?
They are scary. I mean, they're really scary. When you're in the middle of it, it's even scary. It's one thing to read about it or watch it on TV. It's another thing to be in it.
Yeah.
And I've seen tornadoes and I've been in earthquakes. I mean, I've been in almost every weather anomaly there is. And I'll say, when you're dealing with it, you got to deal with it. You can't let the fear stop you from dealing with it. And that's how my brain works. When there's something I got to deal with, the fear shuts off and it's due. And so, again, we always try to plan ahead. And that's why I have a lot of concerns about what's happening with FEMA and NOAA and all these things, is because those things are super important to everybody. And to lose those or have those not being handled properly is really frightening, because there's already issues when it's working the way it's supposed to. So, so that's really, I guess, we're scared. Yeah. I mean, you should have a healthy dose of scared. You know, you drive around a motorcycle cocky, you're going to get in an accident. You should always be aware, like, yes, I could die on this thing.
Right. Exactly.
But what I do feel, and this has to kind of goes back to being who you are, I love boating. And if the way I'm going to die is on my boat, not that I plan on it. Okay. You know, at least I'm living the life I wanted to live and I'm enjoying myself.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. You know, guys, live your life, go to the concerts, go have fun. That's not what we're saying. Enjoy every aspect of your life. And just like Molly said, and I'm saying, just be aware of it. That's all. Just know about the weather, know about any kind of threat.
Another thing I wanted to say about that is, and just something to think about when we talk about another episode, is time. You know, time is the biggest enemy to a lot of us. We use time to push ourselves to do things we don't want to do. And because Fred and I are both basically basically retired, we don't have to go anywhere if we don't want to. And we forget that sometimes, and we push ourselves. And when we were watching people that had been boating before we went out trying to get ideas and tips, you know, people were like, well, we were going to leave this day, and we said we weren't going to because the weather was bad. Then we said, no, we really want to go. And then they left and something bad happened. So every time people push themselves through time, because that's more important, their schedule, than what's actually happening, which you can't control, they get in accidents, they have problems, they have things happen. So we've learned to slow down and say, look, it's okay if we stay put for a couple of days or a couple hours or a couple of weeks. It's better than putting ourselves in a bad position. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it's funny that you say July because, and I'm not psychic at all, but we're going to a wedding in Alabama, in Mobile, Alabama, July 4th weekend. And that's also my husband's birthday. And I don't know what it is, but I feel like something's going to happen. And I'm like, are we actually going to go? Because I don't know if it's a hurricane or if there's some kind of, I don't know what's going on around that time, but it's just.
I feel weather events around then. So I think you'll be okay, but you might have to stay put for a bit.
Right, exactly. So okay, so that's July. What'd you get for August?
August is interesting. I don't remember this. I don't remember what I wrote down. I'm just looking at it now again.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have more extraterrestrial discoveries showing up and cover-ups, then they're going to double down. So stuff's going to get revealed. And I think some are going to be some deathbed confessions, honestly, from people that were involved in, you know, Area 51 and other things that have happened over the years, not just in the U.S.
Okay.
But they're going to double down lying to try to, you know what I mean? They're going to do what they always do, lie and double down on it and make it, you know, whatever creation they have to come up with to distract us, because they're still not ready to really tell us.
Right.
And then I have, oh, wow. I wrote tornadoes in the south. Okay.
Oh, great.
For August. And I also wrote turnaround, leader will get removed, poisoning in parentheses. So there's going to be some leaders going to get removed. And I know you're all, it's DJT. I don't know. It may not be.
Yeah, no,
I couldn't tell who it was.
Yeah.
I'm just hearing these things.
Yeah.
And something about a poisoning. I can't say someone's going to be poisoned or it's revealed somebody was poisoned, but there's some reason that word came up. And then celebrity, I got something with celebrities going on. And I know, again, very generalized, but I'm feeling like there's some celebrities that I feel like we've kind of forgotten we're sort of in trouble. Not talking about Diddy. Okay. I'm talking about other people that are going to show up again. So, you know, I love to talk about Mr. Baldwin. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps coming up. It's probably the fourth time I've mentioned him on your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, something with that guy.
Okay. You know, when you say poison, that's very Russian. That's a very Putin thing to do. Like, he's poisoned people. He's poisoned some other leaders of, like, groups within other parties that are oppositioning him, so or opposing him. So you wonder if that's where that's coming from, too. I don't even know if it's in the States.
Yeah. I can't tell if it's... I put it in parentheses, making me feel like maybe it's something that's already happened that's going to be revealed, I feel like.
Okay.
I don't know why I put it in parentheses other than that. Like, it's sort of in the past, but it's going to come out, whatever this is. And like I said, I feel like there's some celebrities that were definitely going to pop back into the mainstream and be like, oh crap, this really did happen. You know, like they kind of pushed it off. Like I'm thinking more kind of tabloidy stuff, like, you know, Amber Heard and Baldwin and those kind of people. We're going to start seeing that stuff again. And that may be part of the machine, of part of the distraction. I don't know.
Right. And guys, she did this yesterday. So she's just looking at her notes. That's why she's like, oh, wait, I forgot I even put that down, because she literally just did this yesterday. But, you know. Well, the one thing about mediums and psychics, a lot of times I'll write things down. Even when I write books, I'll write, you know, a whole chapter and go, I don't remember writing that at all. And I know, you know.
The creativity process. Yeah. You're getting a feed from some type of a universal.
Like a channel.
Record or whatever. And it's telling you. And your creativity is taking over. And that's why you're allowing things that maybe people haven't read before or seen. You know? And that's an amazing process. All right. So that was August. September. Ooh. Okay. A little bit of financial stuff going on. Okay. So I got cash loses value. But gold goes way up.
Okay.
Trading and society starts bartering more. People are bartering more now because they're afraid they're being tracked. So people are doing a lot more trade, which we've talked about before too.
Right.
Come September. And then I have, there's a leak with, I wrote this down. I don't know crap about this stuff, you guys. I wrote leak, Cybercoin, Bitcoin.
Oh.
Data leak. Okay. So there's going to be a problem there. So if you're invested in those things, just keep your eye on it, please.
Okay.
Don't lose your codes. you know, right? Make sure you have copies of everything.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I got was another Earth thing. I got Borealis colors in the sky. There's, and I don't know that it's Borealis. There's something I was seeing a lot of colors in the sky that a lot of people are going to start reporting. Kind of like when the drone thing happened, everybody's like, I saw this, I saw that. There's going to be some bizarre coloring in the sky that people are going to be like, what is this?
Okay.
So that's what I got there. So there's a more of a bartering type of vibe with people.
Okay.
Cash is losing its value. As a matter of fact, we may even lose cash. I don't know. Gold is definitely going up, and which it always does anyways, but I mean, it's gonna get like wild, like everyone's gonna be buying gold. Okay. And like I said, there's a cyber leak and the sky colors. So those are, that's the summation.
Wow. You know, and the thing is, you know, like I said, guys, this is just what she's getting. This doesn't mean it's in stone. That doesn't mean it's for sure.
Take it as advice.
Exactly. But just keep an eye. This is something fun to keep an eye on. Just like when they predict the weather, keep an eye on it. And half the time, nothing ever happens. And you're like, well, shoot, I wish I had not planned this, or I wish I had planned that. So still live your life. Still do all the things you want to do.
Sure. Totally. Okay. So then we get into October, which for some bizarre reason I left out last time.
I know.
Very strange. Okay, so we've got, first of all, Russia does come up. They are going to have a giant setback, like huge, ridiculous.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, it's really going to flatten them. Oh. They're going to be done, I think.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, like, I saw Russia, and then I saw, like, nothing. And I'm not saying, like, nuclear war. That's what I'm talking about. It's like they are going to lose their power is what I'm saying. It's not, they're not going to have the hold they have right now.
Which is probably a good thing. Maybe a start over for them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. And then I have AI. I wrote this down. AI is confusing everyone. Breaks of privacy. Okay. Affect millions. Wow. So there's going to be a big data breach that's revolving around AI for some reason. I don't know what that is, but that's in October. And maybe that has to do with that Russia thing.
Oh,
possibly.
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't know how that would affect everybody as far as privacy is concerned, but that's definitely something to think about. Just be careful with AI, you guys. It's just so hard to tell what's real and what's not, and you've got to start really being discerning about it.
Exactly. And it's getting better and better every day, and that's the thing. People that are maybe older and more susceptible to just kind of believing whatever they see and kind of being in their own echo chamber even when they watch news, those are the people that are going to be more vulnerable, so just be careful.
Well, there was a time when, you know, if it was published, you had responsibility for the publication. You know, if the New York Times published something and it wasn't correct, you were held responsible. Now there's just too much data out there. They can't track every single thing everybody does.
Yeah.
So there's always going to be fake things up there. I was watching a podcaster I really love the other day, and I just realized while I was watching, I said, he's glitching. Oh my gosh, he's AI. And a lot of people are doing that. They're just putting the script in and letting the AI take their image and their gestures and their, you know, mannerisms and make them talk.
Wow.
And I was watching going, oh my gosh, that's AI. I just realized he just does AI now. He probably doesn't even sit at the computer anymore. Those are things to notice, you guys. Pay attention if it looks like it's glitching or there's tiny little writing saying this is an AI, whatever, you know. But I'm more worried about everybody's privacy for some reason. And I get the feeling it's an extortion vibe. Like, people can be extorted with these AI images, so please be careful.
Yes. And guys, just so you know, I'll never do AI. First of all, I don't know how to do it, and second of all, I don't have the money to do it. So it's just me behind a mic with a speaker and my friend Molly on the phone. That's all it is.
I've played with it a little, and there are some applications I really like, but I'm also careful what I input in there, because remember, AI is drawing from everywhere. If you're putting info in there, it's putting it back out there. So if you're putting hate things or threats or, you know, whatever you're doing on there, it's picking that up too. So just be very aware of what you're
you
doing
too.
Mm-hmm. So November's pretty crazy too. Wait till I tell you this one.
Okay.
All right. I have impeachment. Discover important medical ocean-based cure.
Oh, wow.
Something from the ocean, as we were talking about. Something's going to come out of our ocean biologics that is going to make a health discovery.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, that we can use. I don't know if it'll be revealed publicly right away, but you guys watch your medical information. You know, sometimes they come up with this stuff and they just put it in the, you know, the Yahoo feed and you glance at, oh, that's interesting. And that's the end of it. But that's about when they find it. Okay. But the one that kind of blew my mind, and I hate saying these things, our Pope is going to get seriously threatened in November.
Oh, no.
Okay. And I, you know, I'm not of that religion, but that's what came through. I just heard Pope threatened, serious. Okay. And I'm like, oh, wow. Don't know what's causing that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's too liberal. Maybe he's too young. Maybe because he's American. I don't know what the heck, but I have that don't know.
Well, and hopefully, you know, they do have bulletproof things he goes around in, and he's got massive security around him, which is really unfortunate that we even have to do that. But, you know, it's just the way the world is now. So I think probably every day, all of these big leaders are threatened on a daily basis at this point.
Tell us every single time.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's been so many attempts on everybody.
Right.
But they don't want us to know because it causes fear. So then we get to December, end of the year. I wrote a lot down here. I said, women rise up. And I think I said that last time.
Yes.
And then this is interesting. I wrote several celebrities disappear.
What?
Yeah. And I wrote unexplained. And then I put an arrow up back up to that AI thing. So it must be connected to that.
Well, I have heard people in the business, you know, in Hollywood talking about taking their likeness and then having AI just do the film instead of the actual person because it's a lot cheaper and they just have to sign off on it and they look fantastic and they are always remaining beautiful and they never have to get plastic surgery again. You know, so, but they don't like that. Of course, no one likes that. I want the real deal. You know, I don't mind the wrinkles. I don't mind the aging.
Yeah, be who you are. But I have that. And then I have... Wow, this is crazy. I have hospitals closing, but wellness centers opening without funding.
What?
So, yeah. Wow. I don't know if that's just people deciding they're going to do this, but it says without funding. I wrote that down for some reason. So I guess these wellness centers, maybe people are going to take it upon themselves to start taking care of each other more. It's kind of the vibe I got.
Okay.
Like, because our healthcare, you know, people have lost their insurance and... You know, healthcare is all crazy right now and all these drugs are out there and so forth. And I have hospitals closing, wellness centers open without funding.
Wow. Well, you know, people go bankrupt just for a gallbladder removal. I mean, you know, at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I also have, there's an ocean disturbance and I have large ship controversy. And I know there was that movie with the ship that went ashore, the Obama movie or what. I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
But there's something with a big ship. And I saw in my mind the Exxon, you know, when the Valdez.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if that's what it is, an oil spill. I didn't get specifics, but I just saw that in my head.
Okay.
And then last thing I have is I wrote down Ireland, Greece, Scotland, New Zealand. And I wrote go. Something with them. I'm guessing that they... make some changes that are affecting everybody.
Okay.
Ireland, Greece, Scotland, New Zealand. Maybe they open up to new, you know, citizenship statuses or some new, I don't know. But for some reason, those are the countries that came up.
Bubbled in.
So, yeah. So like I said, I had real specifics that unfortunately I don't have a ton of information. I mean, I'm still developing as we go, but that's what I got.
But that's incredible. And the thing is, you know, none of this may happen or every single bit of it might. And it just depends on, you know, how it goes. You know, there's so much free will and there's so many things that are changing. The timelines are always changing. I'm going to interview someone tomorrow about the different dimensions and timelines and how many. Yeah. So, you know, this is just a guideline. It's kind of like a weather forecast, guys, you know, like a farmer's almanac.
Well, it's up for interpretation because, so for example, when I do my finder of lost items, just because I'll say something like, I see a garden, that doesn't mean that's where the thing is. It's just for whatever reason, the garden is part of the clue to help you find it.
Well, I got to tell them what happened with you and me, because I was looking for some oracle cards. We moved to the country. Y'all all know that if you're an avid listener of my podcast, and we have a big container that's like our big storage unit, right? And we have it kind of in the woods back away so you don't see it, but easy access to it. Well, I knew the oracle cards were there. I could not find them. And I asked Molly to help me. And she says, they're kind of in the middle of it. They're not in the back where you're looking. Because I was looking in a kind of a bookshelf that I have in the back. I thought they'd be back there with other things. She goes, that's not where they are. They're kind of in the middle. And she goes, and I see lamps. And so I was like, I wasn't even looking in the middle. And
you didn't tell me about the storage unit. You just said you were missing them.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't even know where I was looking. I was like,
right. Oh. You just said they were by lamp. So you probably just thought it was an attic. I don't know. And so, guys, I went in there and I am not kidding you. I looked in the middle and looked around and there was a little bag, like a canvas bag that had just some things from my office that were just kind of stuck in the middle of the container, just in the middle part, not in the back. There were my oracle cards and I never would have looked there ever. And see what I'm saying? It wasn't exactly, but it was very close and I never would have looked in that spot ever.
Well, I believe your guides are giving me the clues to give you that will help you. Because if I went there and used that information, I wouldn't find them probably.
Yeah. What was so funny is when they were in the bag, I could see the box in the bag. That's how revealed they were. I didn't have to dig in there. And that's when I was like, how did I not see this? How did I miss this? And it was just like, because I wasn't even looking in that area.
Right, right. Well, I think I said in the last episode, sometimes in my personal life, I'll say to Fred, hey, I'm looking for this bottle of vinegar. And he says, wasn't it down there? And I'm looking. And I, in my mind, it's got a yellow label. And then I finally do find it's got a red label. And the reason I missed it is because I kept looking for the yellow label. And I probably looked at it 100 times.
And the same thing with my books. I was looking in the bookshelf. You know, I was looking, that's where I thought I would have put it if we moved. But it was just so scattered because we decided just to move before they even started the renovation on the house we actually ended up selling in town. But guys, that's one thing that Molly can do. Like if you're missing anything, I'm telling you, it's magic. It is incredible because she can remote view to that spot and a lot of times just feel around and she might see things that maybe you're like, well, there is a lamp there, or wait, there is a bag over there. Oh, wait, I didn't think to look in the middle. That's what she tells you. And then you find what, I mean, you found, how many things have you found?
Oh my God, that I know about?
Yes.
Probably at least, I'm guessing like close to 100.
Oh, yeah.
I probably have about, between letters I've gotten and then actual video testimonials, probably at least 50 to 75 testimonials saying they found things.
Exactly.
And then people I don't hear back from, you know, there's a lot of people that never get back to me or they tell me, oh yeah, I found it. And they don't ever tell me anything else. And I'm like, oh, thanks. Thanks for that. and I've been taking sort of a break lately because I've been super busy and I've had a lot of people, you know, I appreciate all the referrals from everyone. Yeah. I've gotten from you. I've gotten them from a lot of people, but you know, obviously I have a life, so I can't always do it, but I will be getting back on to a schedule of some sort in the future. It's just right now I'm kind of doing my life.
Well, you know, and the thing is, sometimes you're out of pocket, like you're on the sailboat for, you know, maybe a month at a time, 2 weeks at a time. Now, do you have a website that people could schedule something when your schedule becomes open again, Molly?
Yeah, I mean, anytime they can schedule something. It's missmollyknows.com is my website. It's very basic. I mean, it's just a landing place for you guys to contact me more than anything.
Okay.
Finder of lost items, I usually only do during lives. And those are on either Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook right now. Okay. I am not using TikTok anymore, even though I have a huge following there. I closed that account down for various reasons.
Yeah, I still see some of the videos because people still tagged you and the testimonials are still available because I went back yesterday to find you. So I found a lot of stuff from like this year, last year, talking about you.
Check. There may be ones that have gone up since I last was on there. I didn't think about that. Yeah. So yeah, there could be some. And that's the thing is, you know, it's nice for me to know because then I know, yes, I'm doing this right.
Absolutely.
That's my feedback. Yeah. You know?
And you can also do psychic mediumship work. You could do tarot. Do you offer those as things you can do or is it just kind of a,
Yes, I offer tarot, oracle. I have different like packages, so to speak. Okay. I do mediumship, of course. I do my spirit drawings, one or two-handed, whichever you prefer. And I do, you know, so many things. But the Foley, I don't charge for, the finder lost items. That's something I'm still trying to figure out. And I've had people say, I'll pay you to help me find something. But I just, in good conscience, feel strange taking money, not being able to guarantee that my work is, as far as that goes, you know, because it's really up to them to find it, not me.
Right.
So it's hard for me to charge for that. And even though I know people mean well, and they're like, I really need it like this week. You can't push me that way.
Right,
doesn't work like that, y'all.
Yeah.
So think about when you lose something, why did you lose it in the first place? Is there something behind that? Because a lot of times I feel people lose things because there's some kind of a mental situation going on that they're ignoring subconsciously. So the wedding ring, the engagement rings, those disappear a lot. That seems weird to me when they're engaged. Yeah. And they're like, oh, my boyfriend's going to kill me. I'm thinking to myself, like, how in hell's name did you lose that? And I don't mean to be so judgy, but you don't take those things off your finger and leave it somewhere.
Exactly.
It makes me wonder sometimes. And I will say that to people, like, think about, and a lot of times when they do think about why that might have fallen off, they're like, maybe they're in a fight or maybe they're not sure about the marriage or maybe, you know, something like that. As soon as they identify it, oftentimes they'll find it right after that.
Oh, really? So, yeah, that makes sense.
It's addressing an issue. Like it's meant to, you know, get their attention. Like you lost this for a reason.
Yes. I totally agree. So, well, Molly, you have been amazing. I'm going to add all of your information on the show notes. And girl, thank you so much for all the work you did for this podcast. And, you know, I'll have you back.
It's very interesting. And I will just say again, one more time, please do not take this as advice. I am not a professional financier or a weather person or a medical. I'm just a person telling you impressions I got. They are impressions. Do what feels right to you.
Exactly. Again, thank you, Molly.
Thank you. I love being here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I love providing Because I Want to Know at no cost. So if you like what you heard, please leave me a 5-star review, or you can just buy me a cup of coffee. It's kind of like a Patreon, but you don't have a monthly subscription and you can give whatever you feel led to give. I am a one-woman show and I do all of my scheduling and my interviewing and my editing. So just know your support is so greatly appreciated. And one more thing, I am a paranormal romance novelist, and you can find all of my books on Amazon. Just look up my name. I'm very easy to find. Thank you guys again, and I will see you next week.